The massive upswing in online sales won't kill off the traditional bricks and mortar store, according to retail expert Roger Simpson. He's the CEO of The Retail Solution, and he joins us now. Roger, good to have you on the program.
G'day, Stephen. Great to be back again.
So this is interesting, and we've discussed this before. It's almost become a dichotomy between online trading and bricks and mortar. But you have pointed out in the past that this upswing in online trade could spell the end for retailers who don't adapt or won't adapt.
Yes, look, there's no doubt, Stephen. It's like anything with that's happened over many years. When competition comes along and businesses don't adapt, they just tend to fall by the wayside. So we're just seeing the move to online is going to be here for some. Well, it's not going to go backwards. People have got used to it now, so the sales of online will keep increasing.
So what are some of the things that bricks and mortar businesses are doing to, survive and thrive in this new world that we find ourselves in?
Yeah, look, there's a number of things, and some are just on the horizon as well, some innovations that are about to be introduced, I would suggest. But particularly there's what they have to do right now, and if they haven't done it already, they're probably in big trouble, is obviously get an online presence, because customers are now so used to shopping online and searching online and deciding to either buy online and pick up in store, or buy online and have home delivery or click and collect or whatever it is. So they've got to do that. But also, as I've been banging on, I think we've had a number of discussions around this, Stephen, is that they've got to get their in-store service right as well, because why would a customer come into a retail store, get terrible service or even average service when they can just easily shop online? So that's the fundamentals at the moment that just has to happen. But down the track, you've got a whole lot of innovations, around AI and augmented reality and all those sorts of things. So, it's exciting times, but it's going to take some investment in technology, Stephen.
What about the fact that a lot of us have been in lockdown and we've had various restrictions placed on us over the last 12 months? Obviously, that's driven us online, but is there a craving to get back in front of people and go back to traditional bricks and mortar because we just haven't been able to do it for so long?
Yeah, no, there certainly has been, I've relayed a couple of stories around, which I thought was quite hilarious. When we had a lockdown here in Melbourne, one of a number that we've had, and the one last year, I think it was, when it was coming off and retail stores could be open, there was a queue outside Kmart at midnight when they were opening at midnight to allow shoppers to come in. So that's always a little bit entertaining. So yeah, absolutely. Look, we're born to shop. We're born to it's in our DNA, and so I think there's always going to be that desire for a large bulk of us are still going to buy in store, because it's the whole it's tactile, we go in there and we can try things on, etc., and it's an experience. But online has just made it so easy, Stephen, to take that hassle out when it is a hassle, and we've seen that particularly in online grocery, which for many years has been available but has had a really slow uptake. Well, that's certainly taken off. So it's a real challenge out there, mate.
Now, yesterday we saw the economic figures announced by the Treasurer, and there's been record economic growth two quarters in a row now. I often question whether or not the good news in the economic figures actually filters down to small retail businesses. Is the retail sector feeling that uptick?
Yeah, there has been some extra demand in retail, because obviously what's happening with people not travelling is that they've got to, for a number of people, they've got to spend their money somewhere. So that's been a really good thing. Obviously, like the Bunnings of this world, the JB Hi-Fis, we're investing and spending more money on our houses, and that's been a good thing. But also around the shop local, because people haven't been travelling, so they've been buying locally, which is fantastic. But also, there's that Aussie spirit about, hey, let's support local, which I think has been one of the biggest benefits of what's been a pretty horrible situation. So, absolutely, Stephen, we're starting to see some investment in our local stores, which is really good.
Absolutely, and I got to say, I have done a lot to try and shop locally in recent times, but most of my money gets spent on shoes and saucepans. Roger, always good to talk to you. We'll catch up again soon.
Shoes. shoes and saucepans, Stephen?
Yeah.
There's no comment there, is there?
No. Let's leave it at that. Good on you, mate.
Thanks again, Stephen. Really appreciate it.
Roger Simpson, retail expert and CEO of The Retail Solution. It is 16 past 6.